Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, our pod squad are here to separate the audio gold from the rubbish. And today we're talking about 13 Minutes to the Moon.
I mean, we're just hooting and hollering and screaming and yelling for the sheer joy of what you were taking in.
What a view, what a view.
Glad you're enjoying it.
I'm space scientist Maggie Adairin-Pocock. I grew up with the dream of one day becoming an astronaut. And through my teenage years, I watched in awe the vehicle that took people into orbit and back to Earth. This is the inside story of a sci-fi dream to revolutionize spaceflight.
To launch like a rocket and land like an airplane.
Told by the men and women who made it happen.
We had trained together for so long.
Their hopes, their dreams.
Inside Mission Control, it is a finely tuned machine, and I was getting to be a part of that.
Yeah, the pod squad with me this afternoon, our own Jess Kelly and Neil Kavanagh, both in studio. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Very
good
welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Jess, what will listeners get from 13 Minutes to the Moon?
An incredible, historically accurate insight into a fascinating period of innovation in terms of the space race, but also exploration and failing and learning along the way. This is something that, Neil, you picked this pod, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This was your pick.
Big fan.
And I was a bit apprehensive about it to begin with.
Yeah, so, I enjoy a little bit of this. I can't think of the name now. It was another podcast maybe about a year ago we reviewed in a similar space, if you will.
Oh, it's good there.
Yeah, and I just...
they could be heavy going, right? So you explain the overview of this. Go.
So there are three series in this. The first one is 13 Minutes to the Moon. And after we have 13 Minutes Presents. So series two was the Apollo 13 mission. Mm-hmm. And this current series is the Space Shuttle. And so as you heard in the trailer, which if that doesn't sell it to you, you probably don't need us. But so series one and two are looking at very specific missions, whereas series three is kind of taking one aspect of it, which is the shuttle itself. And this is the Jess, you're right. There's a lot of technical detail in this.
A lot, yeah.
I don't think you have to be like, I'm not somebody who's fascinated by space. No, I'm not. But I think it's a really interesting subject matter because it lends itself to, you know, a lot of theatre of the mind. I think, you know, music-wise, you have so much archive audio in this. Mm-hmm. You obviously have...
I think that works really nicely in it, actually.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So
some
well
might
produced.
Say it's a rich tapestry,
of
all. But, you know, to me, that's actually the reason it was recommended to me was as an audio person. It was you'll really enjoy this as a production.
Yeah.
But, this kind of... There are two real stories, I think, going on. And one is the technological aspect of it and the development of the shuttle, which for anyone who doesn't know, there was up until the space shuttle, we had rockets and the rockets would never return. They wouldn't return in them. But this was a space shuttle that could launch into space and actually land again like an airplane. So that's the kind of premise of this whole story. So it's not one particular mission. It is multiple missions. And the arc probably isn't there of Apollo 11 and Apollo 13, but the human side is probably the other side of it.
This is what I was going to say about this. Even if you're not interested in spacey stuff to begin with, it's really interesting to be transported back to that time. Mm. You get to meet very early on, you get to meet a woman called Ivy Hooks, who was one of the first female engineers in NASA. And when they were brought in by this visionary to try and create this space shuttle, she was one of three women in the room. And there's a bit in episode one where she kind of says, there were only three of us, but Max... is it Fage? I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's the guy who headed this up. He had daughters and sisters, so the gender issue never really cropped up for him. But there were some people in the room who just didn't think that women belonged in that sort of environment. But you got on with it. And I think to hear snippets of that and to hear the dynamics that were going on, kind of office politics in amongst the most innovative space development that was going on at the time is really
and
interesting.
Particularly when you think about the period as well. I listened to two of the episodes from the 13 Minutes to the moon,
yeah,
whatever section or strand of it. And like, it does kind of bring you back to the period of, you're talking about the late 60s,
yeah,
and the historical significance and importance of what was happening. But you get the kind of the human interest story as well,
yeah,
which I think, you know, as you say, even if you're not an avid space fan or
it's
lover,
it's a historical document. Yeah. This is a really interesting way to tell people and teach people about a period of history that everybody knows bits and pieces. Everybody
knows.
Yeah,
we know the headlines.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that actually comes into play with one of the, well, it actually covers two episodes in series three, which is the Challenger shuttle, which most people will know is the one that blew up, basically, 73 seconds, I think it was, after launch. And again, with that human aspect of it, the episode seven actually is called The Teacher, or The Teacher... astronaut. And essentially it was kind of interesting in the current context of, you know, the talk about private citizens being able to, you know, space tourism. And she was actually picked to be one of the first private citizens to go into space. And she was a school teacher, and there was a competition, and we actually hear in the episode the archive audio from within the Oval Office of President Reagan at the time. Sorry, it was actually Vice President Bush, actually, you know, selects her, and you hear that live audio. But it follows her story, and ultimately the ill-fated flight as well. And actually, it just coming back to that use of music and everything. One of the ways I always recommend this to people is that Hans Zimmer does the theme music for this.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, God, you imagine having him do your custom kind of theme music. But the explosion itself is such an iconic, you know, it's always going to be in reeling in the years. It's 1986, January 1986. But there's such, you know, this audio is weaving the whole way through. There's beautiful music. It all kind of blends together. But when it comes to that human story, it would be very tempting to probably treat it with this dramatic music and, you know, all these, this muddle of voices telling the building muscles up. But actually, they kind of leave the audio raw, and they tell it from one of the flight engineer or flight controller's perspectives. And they use, pardon the pun, space a lot and kind of silence a lot. But it's very sensitive to that. They don't try to dramatize it too much either.
Yeah. So for you, Jess, will you recommend this podcast?
Yeah. Now, what I would say is, you need to give it your attention.
Yeah.
There's been ones that we've spoken about before that are kind of nice to have on in the background,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, sort of cleaning the house podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. This, I won't lie, I had to listen.
It's an active listen.
I listened to episode one twice, because you're introduced to new characters, and it is one of those lovely ones that, as Neil said, it's beautifully put together, and the narrator has a great voice. And what I love is that the narrator is a narrator rather than a storyteller.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real editorializing.
And there's a lot of her in it as well. It's kind of, she's the main anchor, and then the audio is kind of filling in the gaps.
Yeah, and I just think it's beautifully done. But what I would say is, this is something where you need to pay attention.
So you introduced us, Neil, to 13 Minutes Presents the Space Shuttle. You don't think you need to be a huge space fan for this, though?
No,
there's there's enough general interest in this.
Yeah, what I would say is, like, Series 3, I've definitely found not a hard listen, but just it, because it doesn't have that obvious story arc of... We all know what happened with the Apollo 11. They went to the moon, they came back. It does require a bit more of your attention, but I would say do start with Series 1, because, like, the moon landing, everyone knows about it. Everyone knows the people involved. But just to even bring it back to its very basics again, just explain the 13 minutes bit. With Series 1, the reason it's called 13 minutes, that was the duration of time it took for the lunar module to go from from when it detached from the rocket to when it landed on the moon. And they break it down into 1 minute at a time. It's actually remarkable. But that is, I would definitely start with Series 1.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's where I was a little bit lost in this initially, that I started at Season 3.
I started Season 3 as well. And I had dipped in and out of Season 1. I couldn't get my brain around it. Whereas with this, because I had to listen to it.
Yeah.
I stuck with it.
I was the same. Now, I've only listened to two of the episodes. How many episodes in total in this season?
10.
There's 10.
Right.
And they're all quite long. I think that the average is between sort of, I think it's around 44 minutes is the average time that they're lengthy.
Yeah, okay.
But what I'd say is, just to jump in, each episode is totally different. So there's a different pace and a different dynamic in each episode. I listened to the first four and then jumped ahead to episode 7, which was a totally different pace, totally different energy.
Okay.
So it is sort of a, an episode by episode basis in series three.
You don't need to
follow the other two series. Definitely are kind of all build. You know?
How many stars out of five, Jess?
I am going to give it 4 stars out of five.
And Neil?
Snap. Yeah, 4 out of 5.
What are you deducting the star one for?
For me, it's just that they're lengthy episodes.
Right.
It's something, and because you have to be so actively engaged with it, I think 30 minutes would have been a sweet spot.
Yeah, there are a lot of voices in it to keep up with. And it's not so much technical jargon, but yeah, it is just a, they've done a brilliant job to package it all together.
It's a documentary. It is a documentary.
I did think that you could, you know, it's very easily something that can be transformed or transferred to a Netflix doc series or something. It sort of struck me as that, even though plenty of them, I suppose, already as there is. Our own Neil Cavanagh, Jess Kelly, folks, thanks a million for joining us today to chat about 13 Minutes Presents The Space Shuttle, the third season that we're talking about today, of course. 13 Minutes to the Moon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.